This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run here with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. Now, the government is conducting a series of consultations with stakeholders regarding the bill to establish an independent police complaints of misconduct commission. So last month, the government finally tabled this bill, and you may recall that the proposal for an IPCMC has been a long time coming. It was first mooted in 2005 by then Prime Minister Datuk Abdullah Ahmad Badawi, and it has taken 14 years for an actual bill to materialise.
Yeah, but actually many groups say that the bill is in its current form is pretty weak, and various proposals to amend the bill has been brought up. Concerns have also been raised about whether it addresses the issue of death in custody adequately.
And Parliament had its first reading of the bill in July, with subsequent readings will be reconvened in October.
So for more feedback on the bill, we turn this morning to Datuk Sri M. Ramachalvam, the co-chairperson of the Bar Council's IPCMC Task Force. Thank you for joining us, Datuk Sri. So IPCMC was mooted about 15 years ago, but there was pushback from the police force at the time. What's different now?
Well, I think there is more acceptance by all stakeholders, including the police. The new Inspector General of Police, Dr. Sri Hamid Bahadur, has agreed that the police will be subject to IPCMC. And the top brass has also come around to accepting IPCMC as something that will enhance the reputation and the well-being of the police force in Malaysia.
And when we last spoke on this issue, you stated that the IPCMC must have enforcement and disciplinary powers, otherwise it would be a failure. Does the current version of the bill live up to your expectations?
Well, the Bar Council is happy to note that the IPCMC bill that has been tabled in Parliament has provided for disciplinary powers to be vested with the IPCMC. Clause 33 of the bill actually provides for broad powers to be vested in IPCMC. The IPCMC bill has tabled, provides, amongst others, for punishments to be meted out by IPCMC, including warning, fine, forfeiture of emoluments, deferment of salary movements, reduction of salary, reduction in rank, or dismissal. So therefore, there is a broad disciplinary powers that have been vested. Further, if one looks at the present bill, clause 25 provides for any offence pertaining to corruption to be referred to the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. And if it is a criminal offence, then presumably it will be referred to the public prosecutor. Issues of misconduct, of course, will be referred to the IPCMC.
And how would you rate the government's engagement with stakeholders and the public on this bill?
Well, there is an issue on engagement, basically because what has happened in this bill, in coming up with the bill, there was limited engagement, really, with the public and civil service. Initially, the engagement was only with the police and the Ministry of Home Affairs officials. And thereafter, there was limited consultation with the Bar Council. There was, of course, an absence of consultation with civil society organizations, non-governmental organizations, citizen groups, human rights groups, and so on, prior to the tabling of the bill. This, of course, has to be rectified. Post the tabling of the bill, there has been consultation by the minister with the Bar Council, Suhakam, civil society organizations, and so on and so forth. The Bar Council hopes that there will be more engagement by the government on the IPCMC bill, as well as other bills with the relevant stakeholders and the public at large. This is definitely something that is good for the government and the nation.
Thank you very much, Datuk Sri. And that was Datuk Sri M. Ramachelvam, co-chairperson of the Bar Council's IPCMC Task Force, highlighting the fact that engagement does seem to be a little bit of a problem, specifically that there was no engagement with civil society organisations prior to the actual tabling of the bill. And I do find this quite odd, considering that Pakatan Harapan, even prior to the general elections, one of their key support groups did actually come from civil society.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the latest iteration, it's actually a good thing that this is finally being tabled right now. And I think it's a very important piece of the jigsaw to handle the issue of corruption in the country. It was reported by the Straits Times that some police staff were, however, concerned that the lack of some updated equipment and basic amenities such as CCTVs could mean that the odds are stacked against them in the face of a complaint.
But there are other issues, right, outstanding. Like what happens to the Enforcement Agency Integrity Commission, right? Under the bill, it's supposed to be disbanded. But NGOs say that the ICPC MC covers police matters. So what about other enforcement agencies? And also, should the Prime Minister have a say on who sits on this IPCMC?
Yeah, so under the bill, currently, members of the IPCMC are appointed by the AGONG upon advice of the Prime Minister. So he does have a say on this. And so it is worth pointing out that the IGP has been openly in favour of the IPCMC from the start, right? So this is Tan Sri Hamid Badur. But police groups, it is actually the police groups themselves that have long been wary of the establishment of this commission, because there does seem to be this idea that the IPCMC will exist to really prosecute and to almost persecute even police officers who are maybe who are not doing their jobs up to the standards of the commission. But at the end of the day, this isn't really the case, right? Because this is essentially ensuring transparency, accountability, honesty. And there are a lot of issues within the police force that do need to be rectified, such as the fact that pay can be very low, which opens the door to corruption. Lack of, as you mentioned, Julian, that the Straits Times highlighted, lack of updated technologies. And all of these things should be taken into account. These are not things that individual police officers would be able to help in the conducting of their duties. So that is one of the, so those are some of the things that hopefully will be addressed as the IPCMC moves through the legislative system. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.